This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Tuesday.
Is that all?
We got three
That's it. Good to hear those guys sing, though. Well, that's always nice. Hello, and welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Show and our little world. It's brought to you by Halloween Movies. It's funny that, it's brought to us by Halloween Movies. I actually have some scary movie stories.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I love scary movies.
Let us know which Halloween movies get you in the spooky spirit by texting us, 800-400-3697. You know, give us your thoughts on this list I have coming up in a second. First, though, in movie news... they're shooting a movie in downtown San Francisco this week. It's a Marvel movie, and it's Lower Nob Hill is where they're shooting this. Apparently yesterday a Muni bus was used in the shot, and it came careening around a corner at full throttle, crashed into a line of parked cars and scooters. We have some video of it. None of the crash, though. But you tell me, I think this is like a souped-up bus. They get it going from zero to really fast. Oh, tearing through the streets of San Francisco.
That's a motor on that for sure.
Right? Like, there's... Watch it.
It's like a muscle car sound.
It takes that corner. It's just, woo!
Yeah, that thing's souped up.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Who hasn't been on a Muni ride like that before? Woo! Good time.
Yeah, the buses around here are usually all electric, right?
Right. They have those, you know, whatever those things
they're
are
wired.
They're right. They've got that pantograph that hits the wires.
But even the ones that aren't that, they're like somehow, I don't know what they run on, but they're not.
I think there are electric buses, Finn.
But yeah, and some of them are hybrid, I believe, too.
Some of them are loud, right. But anyway, so if you live in the Lower Nob Hill area, be looking out your windows this week because apparently...
That's always cool.
Yeah, it is. It's really neat.
Our area in films.
So the other thing that they did, so they're tearing through the streets, but they had drone photography. They had drones going at the same time with cameras, like filming the whole thing and going up and over things, and which is kind of neat, you know? The movie that they're shooting, it's a Marvel movie, and it's called... Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
I like it.
Yeah. Sounds good. I'm like, what is the Legend of the Ten Rings? So it's the 26th film in the Marvel Universe. It was already filming earlier this year before it was halted. I don't know if you guys have heard
of it. I wonder if it's a standalone
thing.
Or if it somehow weaves into the running storylines they have.
I don't know anything about this particular. I've never heard of Shang-Chi and the Legend of the
Ten
Rings. If they're smart, they'll weave it in, right? Because then they can.
Or not.
Have
I mean, if it's. I hate to just start guessing what that particular hero's skill set is.
Right.
But if it's Kung Fu, I'm into it. And I hope it's not related.
So are you familiar with this?
I am not.
Shang-Chi?
I'm just reading up on it. I have no idea.
So it is Kung Fu. Mm-hmm. So that's good, Vin. Let's see.
I love that stuff. In fact, I told you guys, if you hadn't heard this already, that Mulan film is really good. And there's a little bit of that in the film where they like run right up a wall, and you just, if you're into that type of thing, it's a little dose of that. It's not quite a full-on kung fu film, but it's neat.
So they're saying the Marvel film follows the superhero and martial arts artist Shang-Chi, played by a guy named Simu Liu. I'm not sure.
Nope.
They say he was in something called Kim's Convenience.
He's Canadian.
Oh, okay. He's raised by his father to become a deadly assassin. Shang-Chi eventually turns on him and comes face-to-face with the Mandarin, a villain whose greatest rivalry lies with Tony Stark or Iron Man.
There's the link. Beautifully done.
Yeah. So they're saying July of 2021, and it's filming right now. I guess they had moved the production down to Australia, and they're back, and they're filming what they need to. There were no actors on set yesterday. It was all stunt people.
Cool.
But that is happening.
He's often referred to as the master of kung fu, and in later years, he duplicates himself and joins the Avengers. So,
himself. Yeah. Well, that's handy.
That's the power that I want to have. Right? Remember, we were just talking about
you'd
this.
You want to be able to spin off and like pull another Vinny out and send it on its way to do whatever job you don't want to do.
Right.
That guy, though, I can't imagine he's listening to your orders. You pull another one of you out, and he's liable to be just as ornery as you.
That's worthless. If he won't do the things I don't want to do, then that superpower
is no
good.
Is what you're saying.
You have a bunch of Vinny's surfing out there.
Right. He's like, oh, great, now it's crowded.
I just snaked myself.
See if I can round these guys up.
That's not good.
Yeah. Did you post this graph that you sent me, Bryn?
Uh-huh. I did,
This is a really, it's very partisan, frankly. But if you want to look at it, it's COVID cases since June. And it's kind of an animated graph. It's really interesting. And so you can see by those lines if it's a blue state or a red state or a medium state or a neutral state. And it's telling you what day it is and how many cases have been reported in that particular state. And there are some clear leaders. And then you can also watch it for the fewest cases. But we put it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, and it is really interesting to watch. Mm-hmm. These are actual case counts by day.
Also terrifying, too, looking at those
numbers. It is terrifying.
Just
grow. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Florida, by the way, winning. Go Florida. So there's that.
Winning, duh.
Again, that is at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Okay, there's a viral tweet. Who is the best and worst Chris of the Hollywood Chrises? They are, of course, Chris Hemsworth, Chris Evans, Chris Pratt, and Chris Pine. The tweet actually said, one has to go. And
bye, Chris Evans.
No, Chris Evans isn't. I was surprised because that's who I thought, too.
Is Chris Evans Captain America?
Yes. I was
bye.
Get him
out.
Have
a good one.
He's not winning. In fact, the winner is overwhelmingly winning. And people said that it's very difficult to pick one, comparing it to the Friendly's ice cream flavors, vanilla, French vanilla, vanilla bean, and homemade vanilla. How do you pick?
Boy, they're not wrong with that little comparison.
Right. Great. Four dudes who look a lot alike, and Chris Pratt is winning this particular Get Out poll.
I like him the most.
I know. Well, I don't like him the most. I definitely like Chris Hemsworth.
Wait, which one's Chris Pratt?
Oh, Hemsworth is cool.
Chris Pratt is Guardians of the Galaxy guy.
Oh, yeah. He's way better than Chris Evans. Chris Evans has got to go.
So
that's
boring.
The one.
Actually, Chris Pine can go, too. I don't care about
Chris
either
Pine
one of them.
Go.
The only good ones are Chris Hemsworth and Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
You know, I get that other people will disagree. And you know how to text us, 800-400-3697. And please, don't just say the name. Give us a reason why. Okay, the scariest movie you've ever seen. Does it immediately pop into your mind?
Yes and no. So I had an experience with The Ring way back. I don't know how old The Ring is, but I watched that alone in this house I was renting in Seattle. This was when I was trying to get my act together, so it would have been 2002 or 2003.
Mm-hmm.
But I was alone. It was pouring rain and windy out. It was the middle of the night, so it's pitch black.
Oh,
and I watched The Ring by myself. And I actually got up and got the baseball bat that I keep by the door and sat with that while I watched it.
Those
it was
flashes of things that make themselves clearer as the thing, like the ladder to the loft and the just the little ring. Oh my God.
I couldn't duplicate that moment if I tried, but it was just this. It was, there she is.
And she's coming out of the TV to get you, and she's
right.
She's going to. I love. Just lay down.
That,
she's going to get you.
That couldn't have gone on longer. Like, I never wanted it to end. I loved it. I was scared, but I loved it.
It's so good. It's just a good, creepy, and it reveals itself well. Like, it's actually a well-made movie, not just a, you know, soulless slasher flick. So
right.
It is in the top 10, Vinny.
Okay.
It
good.
Is tied for ninth place with The Descent and The Visit. The Visit is excellent. And they rated this by people's heart rates as they watched it. They picked 50 films and they went by the highest ratings that they had on IMDb. So they said, we're going these, we feel that these are the 50 scariest movies. And then they had people rank them. So, and I think it's Bro Bible that did this whole thing.
Bro Bible?
Bro Bible, which is, you know, I don't know. They do all kinds of crap, but they do a lot of lists too. Let me see if I didn't keep the source on here. So in the top 10, ninth is the tie I just mentioned, The Descent. The visit's when the two grandchildren go to grandma and grandpa's house. And the mom is like estranged from her parents. But she decides, okay, I'm going to go on this trip with my boyfriend and I'm going to let my mom have the kids. And I'm not going to say any more about it because the twist in it is so awesome. It's so freaking good. Oh, my God. And I think that the lady from Ozark, the one who killed her husband in the woods and now has the baby.
Oh, okay, not Wendy.
Not Wendy, the wife of the hick lady.
The hillbilly, right.
Hillbilly lady.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say she's the grandma in The Visit.
She's great.
Can you see if she's... So I saw that, I think, before I ever saw any Ozark. She's naked in it, too. Like, it's like there's some creepy hide-and-seek that happens and some...
I want to say she's nude in Ozark, too.
Oh, she does have a sex scene, right?
Yep, a couple
you should,
of them.
If you are looking for something scary, I recommend that. It starts, you don't think it's going to be scary until it's like, oh, this is just getting creepier and creepier. This is really... So they measured people's heart rates. And so some numbers 10, 9, 10, and 11 are The Descent, The Visit, and The Ring. And they averaged about 79 beats per minute, people's heart rates. The tie for 7th, 7, and 8 are The Conjuring 2 and The Babadook.
The Conjuring was pretty good. That was the second one I thought of in terms of, you know, scary movies.
I think I saw the second Conjuring, though. The actual Conjuring, the first one, is number 3 on this list. They said that people are at 85 beats a minute, like, consistently throughout. Did you see the movie It Follows? I think you told me to watch It Follows.
Yes, It Follows is, like, quietly excellent.
Yes, that one is number 6 on this list. It 81 beats per minute. Paranormal Activity is number 5. Hereditary is number 4, which I think I watched. The Conjuring is number 3. And then number 1 is a tie between two movies. I haven't seen either of these, so I'm saving this list. I'm going to, you know, see if we can get some scary movies going over here. But we will. Can you put this list up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, or did you already?
Brittany, I have it. And Nick? Can you send that to me?
Yes.
Find her name is Lisa Emery, I think. Lisa Emery.
She's the hillbilly.
Mm-hmm. She's not in The Visit.
Oh, you can't see the grandma? Okay, but she's not in there. She's not in there then. But it's a lady who looks just like her. That's
she
who popped into my head.
Excellent, and frankly, I should know her name because I think she's as an actress, you
really
hate
good
her in Ozark. You just hate her.
Oh, I love her.
What? No, you don't.
I want her to win. I want her to raise
Darlene
that kid.
Darlene Snell, right?
Darlene Snell. That's her. Okay, so the tie for the top 20. These are the top scariest movies, according to Bro Bible, I think. With 86 beats per minute as you're watching this movie, Sinister and Insidious. Sinister is like an Ethan Hawke movie. Oh, have you seen it, Nicole?
No, Insidious. It's a bunch of, it's like a trilogy, I think. I think there's three or four.
Oh.
Maybe four. And so I was waiting for you to say that. I'm like, oh, that movie's not on there because that one. Oh, my God.
They actually put a link to the best jump scare. And I watched it this morning. And yeah. I don't want to say, I'm not going to say any more about it. But I went, well, I'm seeing that.
I feel like I watched that movie just like this. Like the entire time.
I know. Why do we think
this
will protect us?
Wait, which one is this? Insidious or Sinister?
This is Insidious.
Yes.
Okay.
And when you watch a movie with your hands over your face, but just little teeny cracks on your eyes, why do we think that will save us? Why do we think that's an option?
That's the last time. I remember I was home. It's just me and my mom at home. And I got home really late because I think it was a midnight premiere. And I came home and I like slept in bed with my mom because I was that scared.
Aww,
that was last time.
Adorable. All right. So anyway, that is very cute. And these are very scary. And we're going to put the list up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Mm-hmm. I will send you that right now because I got to take a break. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I have some texts. I have texts about the Kung Fu guy that's in Iron. Apparently, he's in Iron Man 3. Which I didn't know.
The Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I guess I'll read some of those. But I also have your taste in music and how your parents affect that and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.